secret. Everybody knows about a masquerade! Yay! Before we go, I have a few announcements about a serious breach in security.
What?
Brian Maine, if you're here, you have left your wallet at Books A Million. Thank you. Secondly, it has come to my attention that everybody knew Coulson was alive before that was supposed to happen. Shield is very upset. You know who's not upset? Fury, because he's definitely dead. What? Your identity has been noted, sir. Hail Hydra, indeed. Some will have music, the music should work, things will go swimmingly, like it does every year.
Yes, it does!
After the group of main skits, there will be a staff exhibition skit. This is not included in the judging, this is for your entertainment. They've worked super duper hard, so please don't leave. Stay and watch. It's gonna be really great, and it totally fits the, hello, Ms. Romanov. Incidentally, Victoria Hand, totally a lesbian, in the books, totally dead, but shh. So that's why I'm hitting on you. Also, you're hot. We're gonna jump right into it, now that I've flirted. Our first contestants, this is gonna be awesome. It is a skit, so I'm super psyched. Everybody please give it up. This is Stephanie Nelson and Kathy Autumn. They are Joy and Sadness from Inside Out.
Hi everybody, I'm Joy. Is this just the best day ever?
Yeah! Awesome. I don't know about that. Couldn't find a parking spot. Everyone keeps pointing me to lines. So, yeah.
Why are you here, Sadness?
Well, I heard everyone screaming, so I thought I should check it out.
Oh, but they're happy screams. We're at a convention.
A convention?
Yeah.
Okay, so what do we do here?
People come here all from all over the country to celebrate the things that they love.
Okay.
Well, like, a lot of you are like anime, right? You guys like anime? Let's start with some of your favorite anime.
Oh, okay. Well, I was watching this one show, Gurren Lagann.
Okay.
Oh, man, my favorite episode was, it was raining and people started crying and that little blue-haired boy kept being like, these little kids, they were trying to be magical girls, and there was this one girl.
That's awesome!
This one girl, she had these like spirally pigtails, and she was really smiley, and then a witch bit her head off.
No, that's okay, so how about something that's not anime? What are some of your favorite shows?
Well, my favorite show, the season just ended, on TV actually, I think Winter Came. And in the last episode, the queen decided to go for a walk with her friend who was ringing the bell. And then everybody came and gave Jon Snow a big hug.
No. Here's what we're gonna do. I have this shiny ring. I'm just gonna put this right here. Okay. And this is your center, circle of sadness, and you're just gonna stay in the circle, okay? Because they don't wanna be sad. Okay, so. Bye!
Shame. Okay, next, Stephen Lane. He is Spartan from Halo.
Thank you.
Our next walk-on, Bree Ring, is Link from Legend of Zelda: Twilight Princess. Red. You may have heard of Pokemon. Yep. Okay. Here comes a list of people. I'll just do it as they come on. Kate Buck.
Next, we have everyone's favorite family, the Lannisters! They have this, such a great family dynamic. It's like they joined at the hip or something.
Jamie Lannister is Austin Druin, and Cersei Lannister is Abby Gulpitz.
Next, we have the Starks, your family, John. Look how miserable they look! I'm proud of you,
Sansa Stark is Gabby Kroger. Arya Stark is Abby Johnson. Gabby and Annie.
Apparently we have one more contestant. Is there a Colossi? Khaleesi? Oh my god. Hi.
Sweet. Daenerys is Leia Nolet.
Khal Drogo
is Keith Massey. Also, Rhaegar Targaryen. He's not here. He died.
Now, who else is the winner?
What?
The parchment.
What parchment?
You never sound.
I didn't have it! I told you a set of ravens. I forgot the ravens.
You had one job, Sam.
I'm sorry.
Everyone loses.
Deadpool. coming up next.
For our walk-on,
Minami Kotori, Nishiki no Maki, Yazawa Niko, and Hoshisoro Rin from Love Live. Welcome Emma Pazinski as Edward Kenway from Assassin's Creed. Okay, here we go. Adriana Newell, Vicky Giuliani, Ollie Kirkland. Allie Jones is also there. They are all from Italia. Here comes a skit.
Individual. I'm sure that you want to stay to your vegan diet, but if you want, I can harvest some ingredients from her. I'm sure I can offset her bitter taste.
You better. You're my freaking cupcake, not her damn.
I am not her Danish, and they are quite tasteless.
Fine.
The next day. So how did you enjoy your treat?
Almost as good as my last night, babe.
Oh my.
It's the sound a sheep makes, I guess. Now we have Megan Hassan as Toothless from How to Train Your
Dragon. Speed unknown. Size unknown. The unholy offspring of lightning and death itself. Never engage this dragon. Your only chance, hide and pray it does not find you.
We have Carrie Johnson. She's Sailor Pluto from Sailor Moon. Woo!
I am the guardian of space-time, protector of the planet Pluto. Sailor Pluto.
Excellent. Joining us now, Sophie Michelle Little is playing as Asuna from Sword Art Online. Okay! Everyone loves to cosplay. Here's Marissa Tripp, cosplaying Hello Kitty, cosplaying Super Mario.
Hello Kitty!
It's Sailor Scout Aurora, an original design turning Princess Aurora into a Sailor Scout. Joins us as Poison Ivy from Batman. Neat. Dina Slav is the Beast from Over the Garden Wall. Such a great one.
Born through the darkness, there is a light for the lost and the meek. Sorrow and fear are easily forgotten when you submit to the soil of the
Teresa Doe, the Great Fairy from Legend of Zelda. Samantha Shaw as Miss Green Tints, the Pirate Creeper, a mashup of Minecraft and Assassin's Creed Black Flag. That's such a cool idea. Samantha Hoppel is Jafar from Magi. I'll have to check that out. Please welcome Tiffany Brown as the Scout from Team Fortress 2.
Thank you.
stuff does a bus do? Nathan Childs joins us as Halloween Town Sora, Kingdom Hearts. Excuse me. I had a top secret come up from my stomach just now, but I'm okay. Casey Lowry and Rayvon join us, Midnight and Titania Urza of Fairy Tale. Of My Little Pony.
Ah, so much chaos!
Just wait for the Left Shark Dance Party, buddy. Left Shark Dance Party, be there, be square. And Emily Inman as Hal and Sophie from Hal's Moving Castle. Dem pants, though. Ethan Hepner, Light Yagami of Death Note.
Take your potato chip and eat it!
That's the best part of the chips.
Chips.
Yas.
Yas.
Yas. Please welcome Christina Gilliland as the Lolita version of Flareon of Pokemon. Sweet Jesus. Okay, Sky Landry is the puppet from Five Nights at Freddy 2, Oh God.
I'm not a fan of puppet tears, but I have a nagging fear somewhat.
Alright, let's do it. Want it again?
because I get so jittery.
Check the cameras! Check the cameras!
So I watch the Let's Plays of other people playing it. I feel wicked lame. Oh, well. Oh, neat! Grace Hansen! And Trenton Rose, Trenton Rose, Rose Quartz, and Steven of Steven Universe. I'm gonna try this. Erica Grubigrumpt, maybe, is Hellverse Ichigo of Bleach.
You know what? I guess you could say I'm a bona fide Soul Reaper.
Caswell is Lee from Naruto. Of Homestuck. Tall guy, Richard Mall. Moose.
Yes! Yes, you're the best!
Sarah Berger comes as Princess Serenity from Sailor Moon. Is Princess Keikyo from Peter Pan. Original.
Peter Pan.
The original Peter Pan. Original. Originally. From the Friday the 13th movies. It's okay, I'm a Marvel character. Don't even explain it. Alright. Silverfire, Eureka, and Jareth and Brandon as Dr. Stein and Free from Soul. It seems like too many names, but that's what's written. They're from Soul Leader. What's happening? Come on up! Super Smash.
Thank you.
we've seen him, though. We're all gonna die. Please welcome Patricia Scott as Navis of Doctor Who. Have you seen the Doctor? Skit written and performed by your loving staff of PortCon, Maine. You think? The title of the skit is Archer, Crisis at PortCon.
You'd think that for a supposed popular event, the amenities would be halfway decent.
Mrs. Archer, Maine is no more for its laid-back charm.
If by laid-back you mean airport hotel next to a noisy highway, then yes, it's very laid-back.
Hey now, the convention has a good relationship with this hotel. Speaking of, why are we here again?
Because the con chairs are having a special guest appearance by Nicolas Cage, and they want to make sure he is protected at all times. I took the offer for our agents the minute it showed up on Craigslist.
Craigslist?
Shut it. I was drunk. And where the hell are Sterling and the others?
Hello, Portland!
Supremacist?
Shut it, Cyril. I took a little detour to the liquor outlet at the state border.
Wait, doesn't New Hampshire...
No sales tax on booze in the Granite State, baby! Woo!
Don't tell me you spent all the money I gave you?
Well, sorry, Mother. When I heard that Nicholas National Treasure Cage would be the guest of honor, I needed to get him a proper gift.
And your first thought was alcohol.
No sales tax, Cyril! Ghost Rider deserves only the best! Although, maybe not the actual movie.
Enough! We're supposed to be working. Where's everyone else?
Ugh! Too busy getting rid of the smell. It's everywhere!
Sorry, should wear off soon.
Not you, everyone else. The halls are too crowded, stuff costs too much, people are all dressed weird and all sweaty.
Eat snail on the ends, Faye.
No, worst part is there's nothing to do.
Well, I disagree. You just need to know what to look for.
Thank God someone's talking normally around here.
For example, you have karaoke, video rooms, art galleries, plus a couple of pretty important guests. One Amber Nash and Lucky Yates.
Never heard of them. Don't care.
Still guests, though.
And even if it is a family convention, if you look hard enough and in the right places, you can find anything you want.
But doesn't this count as cheating?
I have other needs and interests too, you know.
So this is like, what, a whole new level of creepy for you?
Not exactly.
Gregor! I'm gonna kill you!
Ah, sounds like my patience weak.
What the hell did you do to me?
Jesus. Oh, wow.
Calm yourself.
plane?
Well, when I heard we were all going to an enemy event, I got a little inspired.
Not following you.
One of the first attempts ever of bringing forth the two-dimensional from digital screen into our three-dimensional world.
I thought she looked familiar. But the question is, why?
For science. Because I thought I'd want to bring a date.
Oh, Kuriga-san!
So dead.
Quiet, you.
Lana, there's nothing we can do about this right now. He'll fix it when we get back to New York, okay?
Okay. I think I'm cool now.
You look like a little rabbit Barbie doll.
Okay, cool has passed.
Ow! Ooh, you got any more punches?
Still got that Truckosaurus hand strength, though.
I'll just say it. Could this all get any worse?
Ma'am, is this woman a member of your party?
Unfortunately, yes.
Well, thanks for the friendly regards.
In that case, we may have to suspend all of you from the convention premises and confiscate your badges.
Why?
Because this one has violated the rules of bodily harm. She entered the Boffa free-for-all tournament and passed on all the pre-approved gear. Just started knocking down opponents with a fist.
Bam!
What? I thought it'd be like my old college fights. Or at least like an Anything Goes Thunderdome.
Ah! Two go in, one comes out! Two go in, one comes out!
Hell yeah, he gets it!
Lady, please stop! She was already really difficult to subdue. Took about five of us just to wrangle her to the ground. And we didn't come out unscathed either.
Are you kidding me? We can take care of her from here. And rest assured, she will not be let out of our sights for the rest of the event.
Good, because one more fiasco like that and you're all banned. Also, alcohol is strictly forbidden outside the bar and restaurant area.
That's iced tea.
Right. Enjoy the comp.
Oh, security-san!
Well, that's just great. Not even 2 hours and we're already in the strike zone? What do you have to say for yourself, Pam?
Just wish I got a couple more hits in. Think I could've won, too.
Given his reaction, I don't think that's how the rules worked.
Understatement of the year there.
So, aside from everything that's happened so far, has anyone seen Mr. Nicholas Cage yet?
No.
Nope.
Nah.
Nada.
Negative.
No, I thought you knew where he was.
Really? So no one has seen this man at all?
Guess who, dumb nuts?
Barry?
Oh, nice read, Scooby Gang.
Zip it, D-bag. So how's everyone enjoying themselves?
I was winning at this Baka thingy.
Yeah, by cheating, you'll miss punch out.
It's not cheating if you're new to the rules.
Uh-huh, sure. Because it might interest you to know that I've been happily watching you all from the sidelines.
What? Seriously?
It's this little thing called, I hate all your faces. See, I was gonna try and pull off this whole elaborate scheme, but then I told myself, you know what, Barry? Let's just set up the beginning and let it all snowball from there.
Whatever do you mean, you psycho?
Who do you think put up the offer on Craigslist to begin with?
You mean?
Yeah, there is no Nicolas Cage.
Oh, yes!
Yeah, really. I mean, how desperate do you have to be to take an offer off friggin' Craigslist?
Wow, Mallory. Even for you.
I was not myself. And besides, while we were up here, I figured we could take a little side trip to one of the fish markets for some affordable lobster at the source.
Now that's a new low.
that why I had to drive that pickup truck here?
Zit. Now even that's a lost cause because somebody used up all the money I gave him on cheap liquor.
Oh, that is just classic you, Mother. When something doesn't go the way you want, push the blame onto somebody else.
If I told you what it was for, you would have spent it all just to spite me.
You never know. Maybe I could have actually been the good little Boy Scout you wanted and not spent it all.
And this is why I put that request up. Look at all of you, so selfish and oblivious that you don't even care what happens to everyone else. I mean, look out there. All these people want to do is enjoy the festivities and be with friends for one weekend, doing what they love. They don't even care if Nick doesn't show up. When I look at you, all I see is a pathetic group of James Bond wannabes who don't know how to behave in public and act like adults for once in their sad little lives. How you could compete with Odin is one of the greatest unsolved mysteries out there.
Ow. That stung pretty bad.
Yeah, well, you just pull up your big boy britches and deal with it. I'm gonna leave you all in your collective shame while I hit the sights. Later, taters!
Well, this was a complete waste of time and resources. I'm going to spend the rest of my time here at the bar.
Oh, I'm going with you. I didn't pack a suit for the pool because no one told me there'd be non-boring things.
No, you will not, dear.
Well, if you'll excuse me, I shall be attending the Rule 34 pens. You may have introduced the joke.
Fine, I'll go. At least it'll be something to help ease the fiasco today.
Well, you'll remember something new. Maybe not in a good way.
Man, all that cheap fighting made me hungry. I'm gonna go snack some tacos down the street, then head to video games. At least there I can pwn people with just buttons.
So I guess it's just you and me tonight. We could see some random anime.
Whatever. Still gonna kill Krieger after he fixes me.
Hey, Lana. Lana.
Lana!
What?
I just saw a cardboard ninja.
Who, like, actually know what to judge. I just judge on how entertained I am at the time. My best walk-on I want to give to the magic school bus teacher, Miss Frizzle. Joy and Sadness. Joy's been eating glue.
Thanks, everybody.
Sadness looks much brighter now. That was like 20 minutes ago. How did you do that?
Jesus, that's crazy.
Yeah. OMG, WTF, BBQ, Port Con Tradition, this year going to Hello Mario Kitty. Please accept this pic. Show. The winners of the Best in Show need to speak with Liz Nolan. You will also receive, in addition to the trophy,
free badges to next year's PortCon. Sophie and Hal from Howl's Moving Castle. To be found later. The castle moved. Lastly, there's a new award this year. Suffice to say, PortCon happens once a year. A lot of things can happen in between. A lot of things can happen to people in between. So long as you all choose to join us and are able to join us, I want you to know you are welcome, you are friends, you are family. Every year I can see you, I am happy to see you. I will always be happy to see you. We're here for each other. For a lot of people, this is the only place we can be ourselves. And I always want PortCon to be that. Should something happen and you're not here, we will miss you. I promise we will miss you. So please come and be able to come. On a related note, but wanting to look at things a little bit brighter, the new award this year is in memory of Taga. And I wanted to give it to someone who's finding joy. Anywho, I was talking to her this morning. It's only her second time cosplaying. It's her first convention. She was so nervous, but you guys have been so sweet to her. I want to give this one to Rain.
Chelsea, I'll take you to PortCon, but I can't do it. Oh, Mama, yes, you can. And I have realized you don't have to be skinny. Your costume doesn't have to be perfect. You don't have to be straight. You can be purple, transgender, in a wheelchair, blind, have Tourette's. We are family. I thank you from the bottom of my heart.
Hello. Okay, guys, this is, you know me, I'm the
PorkCon mascot. This is Katie. She is the secondary mascot, as you can see the dragon. This is her first year doing it. She's very excited. So this year, our theme is spies. So we picked someone who we'd want to be on our team as a spy, who we'd like to recruit. Want to say his name?
Okay.
So we're going to have Ryan as Rock Lee. Thank you, guys.
Which don't actually get anything, but we really want you guys to take a minute and check them out if you see them in the hallway. Also, if you are here and you get a prize, please come up on stage so that people can see you, and feel free to hang out afterwards, after we're done with the prizes, so that you can get pictures. People have asked that the people who have got prizes, if they could stick around so that they can get pictures, okay? All right, so first up, I've got the honorable mentions. We've got Stephanie Nelson as Princess Wren. I'll have the honorable mentions come up and stand off to the side. Next up, we have Kingmaker Cosplay with a Game of Thrones group. There's a couple more. While they're coming up on stage, we also have Garrett Coffee, I think I said that right, as an original character that he made. Is Garrett here? Oh, there he is, coming on up. Hey, he matches the Game of Thrones people. And Justin Perkins, and I'm going to butcher this name, as... Oh. All right, Justin Perkins as a character from League of Legends. Is he? Oh, there we go. Victor! Victor. Okay. These are our honorable mentions. We would love to see them compete again. All right, if I could get you guys to file off the stage. And now while they're filing off the stage, we're going to do some introductions. First up is Nexus.
Hi, I'm Nexus. Many of you know me from the Maine Association of Cosplay Enthusiasts, and I was one of your judges to help run the data and help figure out which of all these really beautiful costumes, and it was such a hard decision because every single cosplay that came through today and every single cosplay I've seen in the halls has been absolutely beautiful.
Hi, my name is Carol Saloni, and I costume at the master level, and I've been in Aresia masquerade director, judge many times, workmanship judging, and a director of historical masquerade at Costume Con. And the costumes here were spectacular, and it's hard when you're limited with the amount of prizes you can give to acknowledge everyone, but you all did a really beautiful job, and almost every costume had something really well done on it. So, but we were limited, so here we are.
craftsmanship judge who couldn't be here is Johnny Bash, or Ragabash. He had a contest that he had to help with. And my name is Jenna. I also go by Kitten and Strengths Cosplay. I make cosplay for a living. Unfortunately, I am kind of under the weather, so couldn't do my own costume today. So, we have a clear stage. So let's get to the actual awards. So if you are called, come on up on stage and stay for pictures after. So.
For our first prize for the prop category, we have Sierra Donnelly as Koro demonstrating some beautiful wing craftsmanship.
Beautifully to look like a real feather.
In the novice division, Cassandra Meehan as Sailor Aurora. All of her fabrics ombre dyed. It's really beautiful, and her staff is made of various found materials that work perfectly as a spindle.
For Journeyman, we have Shelby as Freddy from Five Nights as Freddy's. I suppose we'll look up.
For the winner of the Master category for cosplay craftsmanship, it was someone who had a great costume that, without a doubt, she will be the belle of any ball she goes to, and that would be Janelle Beasley as Cinderella.
Every single one of her seams is beautifully finished. Her tailoring is impeccable. So if you get a chance to see what a beautifully finished piece of work it was, do it. The judges' award goes to Sophie Little as Asuna.
This year goes to Henry Lavender.
You get a chance to look at this up closely, all the beautiful leatherworking and hand tooling and dyeing and riveting. It's just a gorgeous piece of work. And all his arrows are handmade too.
Thank you.